Okay, so to continue with our Elul and wedding series, we're going to talk about today why we don't make a bracha shechiyanu on weddings. You know, shechiyanu is getting married is a very, very special thing. Why don't we make a bracha of shechiyanu? Marek brings down, as you see in the Knesset Agadol and Tanach Beis Dalet, in mevarchem shechiyanu al nisui isha. We do not make a bracha of shechiyanu when one gets married. So we're talking about five reasons today why that is so. The first answer is brought that is actually brought down by several Svarim. It's brought down by the Sefer Chupas Chasonim. It's also brought down by the Leiv Simcha. And it's really found, we really find it in the Rishonim by the Rush. Why is it that we don't make a bracha of Shechiyanu? Because the Rush says, She'ein achosim v'barach l'kadesh esa isha, she'ein ze gemar mitzvah. Because when a man gets married to his wife, that's not the end of the mitzvah. She'ikra mitzvah v'hashlamasa b'kiyam mitzvah period of Rivya. We only make a shechiyanu at the end of the mitzvah. Because once a couple gets married, that's only the beginning of the mitzvah. Therefore, there's no shechiyanu. The mitzvah, it's only, maybe you could say it's a hechshir mitzvah, it's a preparatory type of mitzvah. But because it's not a mitzvah itself, it's just a preparatory mitzvah, the real mitzvah is peruvu, we don't make a shechiyanu. The second reason is brought down by the Sefer Leiv Simcha, one of the Ger Rebbe's as well. And he says the following. He says that the Gemara tells us in Erev and Yudgimel Mabez that there's a machlokas between Shammai and Hillel, whether or not it was better to be created or not to be created. And the Gemara paskins, Nimnav Gamru, they finalized, and they came out with a pesach. Noach lo la'odem shalom niver mishanivra. It's better that a person to be not created than created. L'fichach ein mabracham shechayonu. We know that there's more opportunities to sin than do mitzvahs. Therefore, the Gemara said that it's better to be not to be created than to be created. Right? And therefore, says the Leiv Simcha, because we know this Gemara, we don't make the bracha of Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu is omitted from here. The third reason, it's brought down by the Avudrom, also brought down by the Shivoshua, quotes in Yoredeah, Chavches Amad, and Chavches Dalet. He says, L'fishi ein mevarchan al davar shetoli b'das achirim. You want to know why we don't make a Shechiyanu? We only make a Shechiyanu when it's on your das. But if it's going to be something dependent on someone else's das, we don't make a Shechiyanu. And since here, Banosi Isha, who Tali Badasa Isha, since here the bracha is going to be dependent on someone else's das, maybe she'll say no, it'll be a bracha of Atala, therefore we don't make the bracha. And finally, the fourth reason, the Imrayamis, the son, the third Ger Rebbe, the Chiddush Arim was the first Ger Rebbe, his grandson, the Sasemis, was the second Ger Rebbe, and the Imrayamis was the third Ger Rebbe. Says, we want to know the fourth reason why we don't make Ech Shechiyanu. Says, you know, the Gemara says in Kiddushim and Bezim that someone who gets married, it's like finding a lost object. It's like finding a lost object, right? You know, the Bazaar says that when a neshama comes down to this world, there's half neshama goes to the man's body, half neshama goes to the woman's body, and when they get married, the whole neshama comes together. Says the Imre Emes, Lametzias Aveda Ein Mevarchem Shechiyanu. On losing an object, we don't make a Shechiyanu. By losing a specific thing, we don't make a Shechiyanu. Maybe we could say that even though we know that we don't make a bracha on Mishum of Shavas Aveda, because maybe they were once together. And since they were once together, the Imam says, and since this is my vort, maybe once it's together, maybe we don't make the Shechiyanu. He just says we don't make a Shechiyanu on Mitzvah Aveda. Finally, the fifth reason, and there are those who could have their arguments on this reason as well. This comes from the Amor Miparsov. The Parsov, a Rebbe, quotes the Gemara and says the Shabbos in Kuf Lamed Amad Aleph that says that there's no ksuba, leka ksuba de lo romo be batigra. There's no ksuba that doesn't have any type of fight. The ein mina roi levarach shechiyanu amachlokis. And it's not appropriate to make a shechiyanu on the machlokis. At the end of the day, we all know the famous story of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman told his wife in the Yichud room, from here on out, we're not going to have any type of machlokis. Everything is up to you. Everything's up to you. And that's a tremendous, tremendous level of siyat d'shma. We know that. And then what happened was, if Shlomo Zalman was nifter, his wife got up at the funeral. And no, excuse me, when she was nifter, Rav Shlomo Zalman got up at the funeral and she said, you know, usually it's the minig of the groom, minig of the husband to ask for mechila, for the wife to ask mechila from their spouse. But I don't have to ask because everything is always is up to you. But at the end of the day, these are five reasons of why we don't make a bracha of Shechiyanu. The first reason we saw it was because the Rosh says it's not, you only make a Shechiyanu at the end of the mitzvah. This is just the beginning of the mitzvah. The end of the mitzvah is peruvu. And that's brought down by the Sefer Leiv Simcha from the Rosh and the Sefer Chupas Chasanim. Second reason comes from this Leiv Simcha. Leiv Simcha says, the Gemara says in Erev, it's better to not be created than to be created as well. So at the end of the day, maybe we don't make a Shechiyanu. The third reason we said is because we don't make a shechiyano. The Abu Shalom says we don't make a shechiyano when it's tali on the das of acherim. We only make a shechiyano when we know that we're going to be able to, for sure, it's going to be the das is on ourselves. And since it's going to be on the woman's das, she can say no. Therefore, we don't make the shechiyano. Finally, the fourth reason, we don't make a bracha on the Messiah Saveda, according to the Imre Emes. Fifth reason, says the Parsa of a Rebbe, is because we know the Gemara says on Shabbos, Kaflam Amanaf, that there's no ksuba without any fight. We're not going to make a shechiyano on anything that has to do with machlokas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to only have simchas together. And specifically, when we have simchas, we should be zocha Be'ez Hashem to only make good things and good brachas. And Be'ez Hashem make those shechiyanos and make the hatova metis when we have children, Be'ez Hashem, bring nachas to our families and nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.